Welcome back to Inside Personal Growth. This is Greg Voisin, the host of Inside Personal Growth, and I want to thank all my listeners who listen to the words of wisdom from our authors from around the world. And we've been on a roll here interviewing Sounds True authors, and I am going to be speaking here in a few minutes to Danny Dreyer. Danny is the founder of Qi Walking, or at least that's his CD, a fitness walking program for lifelong health and energy. This is a Sounds True edition, as I said, and it is a audio recording that you can get at Sounds True and through our store, Sounds True, at the Inside Personal Growth website as well. And he also, and I want to give credit to this, is his wife, Catherine, actually co-authors most of his material with him. Good day to you, Danny. How are you doing?
Hi, Greg. Yeah, good to be on.
Well, we appreciate having you on, and I'm going to let our listeners know a little bit about you. Danny is the co-founder of Qi Running and Qi Walking, a revolutionary form of moving that blends the subtle inner focuses of Tai Chi with running and walking. His work is based on the study of a Tai Chi master and internationally renowned master, George Zhu, and his 25 years of experience running, racing ultra marathons, and coaching people in intelligent movement, as he calls it. And boy, do we need that. He's taught thousands of people the Qi running and Qi walking techniques with profound results. As I said, he's an accomplished ultra marathoner. He's got, go to his website, and you'll find out more at www.qiliving.com. Danny, I have a question for you. How is this Qi walking and the practice of Tai Chi integrated into the movement for people to create less impact and wear and tear on their body?
Well, you know, if you look at the basics of how Tai Chi itself is set up, it's all moving from your center. So they always talk about the Dantian, you know, the center of your moving center, which is basically, and your energy center too, is basically a couple fingers below your navel and in about 3 inches just in front of your spine. So that's the center of your body, according to Tai Chi. And that's also, in Western medicine, kind of in the center point of where all your core muscles are surrounding in, on the physical level. So Tai Chi is based on moving from your center and having all of your movement guided from that, and so that as you move your arms and legs, the further away you get from your center, the smaller the muscles get. You know, if you just look at your body, that's how it is built. And so it's moving from your center because that's where the strongest muscles are, and that's where the most power comes from, if you can focus it there.
So it's that all way, coming from our, in other words, our core. We call that our core,
right? Core. And if you come from your center, you know, you can really learn to relax all the smaller parts, the moving parts, I call them.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that this Qi walking emphasizes the proper biomechanics of walking.
Uh-huh.
You know, most people, my listeners out there, going, well, I just walk. I don't know what biomechanics of walking are. Explain to our listeners what this biomechanics are. I mean, I see hundreds of people walking. Some are moving their arms. Some are carrying weights. Some are doing all kinds of crazy things to try and burn more calories, while at the same time maybe doing it improperly, but with your advice could be getting a much greater workout as a result. Explain some of the things that you teach in Qi walking that would give them a better workout and maybe even make them feel a lot better at the end of their walk.
Oh, for sure. The difference between Qi walking and what I would call normal walking, if you just watch somebody walk past you on the street, is that if you watch somebody who just does average walking, you will see that they're mostly leading with their legs. Their legs swing out in front of them, and their hips are going out in front of them, and their shoulders are a little back. And whenever you take a stride, if you just walk, you can witness this in your own body. Most people swing their leg forward. They lock their front knee. They hit the ground with their heel, and then they tend to just swing over that support leg to another stride that does the same thing. What we're doing differently with Qi walking is your posture, your upper body posture, is a little more forward. So you're not leaning back. And by keeping your upper body forward, it's kind of like sitting up in a chair. You know how you're sitting forward in a chair? You engage your lower abdominal muscles. So you're engaging your core muscles in order to walk instead of disengaging your core muscles, which is how most people walk.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing. So with every step you take, you're strengthening your core, and that also improves balance and focus and everything else. So there's a lot of side effects from just getting your upper body shifted.
So forward. If my listeners are listening, you're saying, and one of the other things you say is that never use your legs for propulsion. So you're saying, okay, I'm looking at kind of my angle, my upper body as I start this, am I kind of leaning a little bit forward?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just a little bit. As long as you're not leaning back, you're in good shape.
And so that's the propulsion part of it, is this all of our core is leaning mm-hmm. forward, so we don't have to propel with our legs. Is that correct?
Yeah, you don't have to propel as much with your legs, because really, as you start to tilt your body forward, it starts feeling more like a little bit of a light fall.
Okay,
Yeah. It's definitely in effect in the Qi running practice, because mm-hmm. in that way, in the running, you can absolutely fall forward and propel yourself by falling forward. It's just a controlled fall. With walking, you can accentuate the use of your legs by getting your upper body forward so that your upper body isn't fighting, you know, your legs for movement. Most people overwork their legs a lot, and especially their lower legs. So what we're trying to do is, with normal walking, your stride is usually pretty long, and because you're reaching with your legs. With Qi walking, you actually get your upper body forward and you shorten your stride a little bit so that your feet can land a little more underneath you instead of so far out in front of you. Because every time you swing your leg way out in front of you, you're basically putting the brakes on every time you take a step. So mm-hmm. that makes your walking inefficient. So we're trying to get the walking more efficient with less impact to your legs and your knees and your back and hips and stuff. So by shortening your stride, you lower that impact. And that allows you to walk more time or further or, you know, easier. It's easier on your body.
So is it now, we're not getting the heel stride, not getting the pressure on the heels like we would, mm-hmm. but we might be getting more pressure on the balls of our feet? Is it more of an even movement?
It's more of an even movement. You're kind of doing more of a roll. Heel to toe. You're landing a little more on the front of your heel, not the back of your heel.
Okay.
You know, like you're rolling forward. And it's similar to race walking, except that you don't lock that front leg. In race walking, you legally have to lock your front knee. But in Qi running, you always keep your knees bent. It's important. That totally reduces the wear and tear on your knees and hips.
Well, you say in this too, and I was reading at your website, that you say that shoes, minimal, are important. Now, we've seen, I know my son's bought those new shoes that look like the feet and the toes kind of thing.
Yeah,
the Vibram kind of toes, because it removes the foot from the ground. So why is making this connection with the ground, and do you advocate shoes, tennis shoes, or do you advocate barefoot, or what do you advocate?
What I advocate is more of a neutral shoe, which means a shoe with less of a heel on it, so more of a shoe that rides a little bit more level to the ground, and one that you can feel the ground through it. So it doesn't mean you need to get as minimal as like the Vibrams or some of the minimalist shoes that are out. They can help you learn to sense the ground better, because most of our shoes are overbuilt. So what you want to do is get to a shoe that's not overbuilt, that's very flexible, and it's pretty flat. And that really, see your feet as they touch the ground, your feet really are educating your body as to how to move and where your weight distribution is at, where your balance point is at. And if you have shoes that are throwing that all off by, you know, there's so many things they do to shoes nowadays. So you want to get a more low to the ground neutral shoe, but it doesn't have to be like, you know, totally minimal where you're feeling every pebble or anything like that.
Okay. So now this Qi walking, it strengthens our core muscles. Mm-hmm. So is this strengthening the core muscles just simply by the fact that we're changing the angle of our body, and as a result of changing the angle of that body with the movement, we're having to engage those muscles more to stay upright?
Absolutely.
Is it putting more pressure on like the abdominal muscles and the upper torso and whatever? Is that what's happening?
Yes. It's directing more of the usage to your abdominals, your obliques, your, you know, good internal core muscles instead of your legs.
Okay.
You know, so it's taking the work away from the smaller muscles and putting it more onto the larger muscles. And how this, you know, you mentioned earlier, people are trying to walk to lose weight or to get in better cardio aerobic shape or things like that. The idea behind managing your weight through walking isn't to walk faster. That's a myth. What you need to do is to be walking more minutes.
Mm.
Because as you walk more, your body takes on this certain fuel, a way of burning fat instead of blood glycogen.
How many minutes do you recommend?
I would recommend 30 plus.
Okay. Okay.
Work your way up to it. Now, if somebody's not a walker, you know, you don't just jump into 30 minutes of walking. You take it gradually. But I would suggest, but your body, after 30 minutes of walking or running, either one, your body kind of gets its own idea of like, wow, we're out here for a while. We need to be conservative with our glycogen burning process. And so your body starts actually accessing the fat in your body and turning that to fuel.
Well, it sounds like it's an alternative way to approach walking. And I want to get into this because it's certainly, there's lots of walkers out there and lots more people that need it that maybe aren't doing it, that this might be a technique that they would integrate from the get-go that would be great. But one of the things is it's a mindfulness and meditation process at the same time. And we know that exercise reduces our stress, but what's the central focus as I'm doing chi walking to actually create this mindfulness and meditation process? Am I focusing on the scenery? Am I focusing on me? Am I doing a mantra? What do I do, Danny, to make it better?
Well, I'll tell you what your mantra is. In order to walk correctly, like we just talked about biomechanically correctly, there's a lot of things to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
So one approach that you can use, this is what we promote, is to just pick one part of your body that you want to work more efficiently. Let's say your arm swing is not really helping your stride very much. And for most people, they don't really use their arms to walk with. They just kind of swing at their sides. But if you actually use your arms as to help you with your momentum, like bend your arms a little and really get into an intentional swinging with them, then as you focus on swinging your arms and holding them at a certain angle and swinging them a certain way, that directs your mental focus into the activity that you're doing. So it's more like a moving mantra, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just focusing, instead of just listening to my iPod or just looking around at scenery or whatever it is, I'm actually focusing my mind on one specific part of my body.
Mm.
And it doesn't just have to be your arms. It can be any part of your body. But what it is the mindfulness part is really teaching you, because mindfulness comes from really mind-body work. You know, that's been a catchphrase for 15, 20 years now, mind-body work. What is that? It means that you're using your mind and your body as a team. It's not mind over body. It's mind with body. So your mind is there to sense your body, to observe what's going on. Do I feel an ache or a pain? Am I misaligned? Am I hitting too hard with my feet? So your mind is always kind of this observer watching your body, listening to what your body is trying to tell it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people that end up getting either injured or become inefficient in their walking or running are people that aren't really listening to their body.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's really training you while you're walking. It trains you to listen more carefully to your body. So all of us could learn more mindfulness about listening to our bodies. Everything from, you know, imagine what it would be like if everybody could listen to their body enough to know when to stop eating at the right time, or when to get up from their desk because their body really needs to move a little bit, or when to sleep, or when to turn the computer off. That's body sensing.
So very good.
All the focuses within this practice, and we call chi walking a practice. It's not I don't refer to it primarily as a fitness regimen, even though it is. It's a great one, but you want to approach it with the background and the mentality of it being a practice, just like yoga, meditation, tai chi, whatever you do as a practice, you always do it to improve yourself or to improve your connection with being able to do it, to try to master the activity or to improve yourself because you're doing the activity, right?
Well, that's great advice.
Why not take up something as basic and as everyday as walking or running to help you reach that?
Yeah. You know? No, I couldn't agree with you more.
Totally accessible to everybody all the time, whether you're waiting for a subway train or you're walking to the grocery store or you're carrying a kid around the house. You know, you can always be listening to your body, watching how you move and feeling what's right and what's not right.
Well, you know, what's pretty compelling here is you have some what you call love letters at your website. And I just want to talk about one for a minute. There's this lady in Whidbey Island, 54 mm-hmm. years old. Lost 65 pounds that year. She had done everything, step aerobics, weightlifting, various dances, exercises, Pilates, yoga, whatever, and nothing was working. And she tried, and this isn't an advertisement for you or an advertisement, but she tried your chi running through a coach, because you have coaches across the country that do this, plus you go out across the United States and do these programs. I was looking at your schedule. Why do you... advocator, why do you think something like this actually assisted, and you have lots of these letters, these people not only losing so much weight, but these other things didn't work, and your program worked?
I think the reason why it worked is because people actually like doing it. You know, mm-hmm. you think about a weight loss program. It's like, oh, you mean I got to eat like that, you know, or I got to like do this many things this time, this many times a day, or I got to, you know, when you do something as a practice and you actually really enjoy doing it, then you want to go out and do it some more. You want to do it every day. And so if people start feeling better from doing it, so for one thing, if you're walking or running more correctly, then you don't feel any of the side effects that most people do when they get into heavier exercise like walking or running. Okay, so because you're doing it correctly, there's nothing bad you're doing to your body, so you don't come away sore. You don't have to have a lot of long recovery process or anything. You know, the next day you're ready to go again because you didn't do anything to wear yourself out.
Mm-hmm.
And so people really love the effect of it because it doesn't take anything out of their body. In fact, if you do it right, it gives you energy. And once people start really seeing that, then they're hooked. They just go, all right, I can do this every day, and it's enjoyable. The interesting thing about walking that I will tell you, the Qi walking, is that in our book, the Qi walking book, we have 12 completely different walks to do. And each walk is based on something that you might want to alter in your everyday mental state or physical state. Let's give you an example. So we have 12 different walks, and they're one walk you can go out and do, and you get a cardio workout. Another walk, you get an aerobic workout. If you've been overstressed for the week, there's a calming walk. If you've been on vacation, you need to get your mind behind you, there's a focusing walk. There's whatever you need, there's a certain way that you can, with focuses, you can go out and walk and really integrate that quality into you while you're walking, mm-hmm. if you carry certain focuses. So it's really... using the practice of walking to help you alter your state relative to what you need.
Well, you said that the Qi walking, its intention is integrated into the movement.
Mm-hmm.
So is this what you're speaking about right now? In other words, this is the opportunity to have this intention of what it is that you would like to focus on. So mm-hmm. if you, like you said earlier, I'm going to focus on my abs, I'm going to focus on my upper body, I'm going to focus on it, and then do this in this movement, and the effect of this is both mental, spiritual, physiological, every dimension's affected, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's what's fun about it. That's what I like about it. You know, and I haven't even finished discovering all there is to find out in this thing. You know, it's like I'm on my own process of discovery through this, and the running as well. You know, being able to run effortlessly is, you know, people can't comprehend. Like, what in the world are you talking about?
Yeah.
But if you get to the point where you are really burning less and less fuel and feeling more and more relaxed and easy with your movement, it's totally possible.
So I noticed at your website here, Danny, that you've got, you know, these training programs, you've got the Qi running ebook. You also looks like have this metronome. Why would anyone want to if they're trying to focus on a part of their body, add the the metronome, would that not be a distraction, or is that a benefit?
It's a benefit. It's, in fact, you know, it would be a distraction if you left it running all the time. But what the benefit does is that it sets up the rate at which you swing your legs to be very consistent. Because if you want to burn energy in a really economical way, it's much better if you keep your movement at a very consistent level. It's like, you know, you can improve the mileage in your car if you're not like, you know, tromping on the gas pedal as you take off from a light, and then you let off, and then if you want to pass somebody, you tromp on the gas pedal. You know, if you do it real easy or keep your speed really nice and constant, you have much better gas mileage. So that's how it translates into walking or running, is if you go with a certain cadence, then you can kind of guarantee that you'll get into kind of a mode, a nice, you know, steady state of movement. And then once you get into that steady state, then you can play with the other focuses and relax. But, you know, for instance, if you're going out for just a relaxing walk, you might want to, you know, have a 120 strides per minute pace. That's a very relaxing pace. If you were to go out for a cardiovascular workout, you might want to have a pace of 150 strides per minute. But you would want to hold that steady so that you actually get the workout you think you're going to get. See,
yeah.
You start off at 175 and then just kind of space out and forget that you're going fast, then it's only as good as you remember.
Well, so one of the things I noticed is that somebody, you talk about this concept of the gradual progress that you that you introduce in this, and that you say that it offers this realistic approach to finding, returning, or moving deeper into a healthier lifestyle, and that oftentimes our listeners or anybody out there, they approach weight loss in a very unrealistic and unattainable way. Is this gradual process that you're speaking of why you believe you have so many people that have had such great success with this qi walking and running?
Yeah, it is. Gradual progress. You know, we have a bunch of different principles that this is based on. All of them are drawn from Tai Chi, the basic principles that guide Tai Chi. Well, one of them is gradual progress, which means you don't, you know, anything that goes through a natural growth process has to graduate in increments. Has to grow. It's like a tree. It starts from a seed and it grows big. You know, a relationship, you start with meeting somebody and then you just slowly learn about more about them and then you feel feelings. You know, a business plan, you start off with the small details, then you work into what how you want to guide your business into the future. And so gradual progress is a law. It's not just something I came up with. It's a law you have to follow if you really want to have success in anything that moves linearly in a growth process.
Okay,
so if you're going to learn if you want to lose weight, you don't think, okay, I'm going to lose 10 pounds the first week, 20 pounds the next week. And if you jump in too fast, you just get burned out on it or you get disappointed. And so part of the reason why our programs are successful is because people notice and experience growth in small increments, but it's always growth.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't get to a place where you just burn out and stop and go, yeah, that's enough. I'm tired of this stuff. You know, you take it so gradually that you really allow yourself to take in the process and the joy of it and the change. You really notice the change and you're not so set on a goal that you forget to be in the moment, you know, and that's a big part of what this whole thing is based on, is just, where are you at right now? What do you need to do? And how can you deal with it?
So what are the five mindful steps that you actually speak about at length in this CD? And what can people actually expect? You know, they buy this CD series from Sounds True. What are you actually giving to them? Obviously, they can go to your website and there's just a plethora of forums and love letters and certified instructors and blogs and news. I mean, this is quite a you know, you've got quite an information resource here for them. I buy this CD from Sounds True. I open it up. I run the package. What are those five mindfulness steps that are going to be so important to this?
Okay, so we take everybody through the program, and the five mindful steps are all about gradual progress. It's the way to move through any process, Okay, so this isn't just about walking. Think about all of these five steps in anything you might take on as a project. Okay, so the first step is get aligned. So if you're going to start walking, what you want to align is your posture. You want to make sure that your body is mechanically like upright and lined up so that you're not hunched over, you're, you know, misusing muscles, because your muscles have to work harder if your posture isn't aligned well. Okay, so you get aligned not only with your posture, but the direction you're headed. So that also informs how your body moves the most efficiently. So you want to have all your moving parts going in the same direction you are. You don't want to have stuff going up or down or sideways to the direction you're going. So you get aligned. Start off everything with getting aligned first. The second step is engage your core. So physically speaking, you do what it takes to engage your core. You know, like you get your upper body a little bit forward, you engage your core muscles. You can, you know, we have a thing called leveling your pelvis where you engage your core and really feel that engaged so that you can actually relax your legs, you know, once you're leaning forward. So engaging your core on other levels is like connecting with yourself before you move into something, you know, that's it. Okay. The third step is create balance. So when you're setting yourself up to walk, you get aligned first, you engage your core, then you create balance. And what you want to, what I mean by balance is you want to move your body in a balanced way, which means you're not working one part more than the others. Everything's working as a team. So that's balance. And you also want to balance your forward movement with your rearward leg swing. So as your body as your body falls forward, you want to have your legs moving to the rear in a nice, compatible balance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then after balance, so, and that, you know, if you go to the next level with balance, create balance is, you know, you don't want to overdo any one aspect of any plan you have, or it could throw off all the other pieces.
Right.
You know? Okay. So then after create balance, the next step is make a choice.
Okay.
So you've connected with yourself, you're trying to move in the way that creates the most balance and the least amount of effort, and then you make a choice, and the choice is to keep with what you're doing. That makes it intentional. That makes it mindful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whenever you make a choice about something, that's a mindful act. Okay. So you want to be sure that you're mindful, that you move in making the choice. I'm going to do this. Here's what I'm doing right now. Okay. So then you make a choice as you go into the last step, which is move forward. So nothing happens if you don't take that first step, you know. So you got the final step is the sum of all the first four.
Danny. Great advice from our listeners. Definitely, yeah. Danny. Now, your website, as I said several times during this interview, it's really a plethora of information about what is chi running, walking, learn about it, teach it, shop it. There's a library, community, NPR interviews, New York Times, ABC News. You've been out there with this, and I just want to acknowledge you for that. Where would our listeners go? They can get this. It sounds true. Obviously, this CD series, and there's three in it. Running time is 3.5 hours. It's Danny and Catherine who will be speaking on this. And so for my listeners, they can get that through our store, which is at Inside Personal Growth, with the link there on the store to the Sounds True store. As well as Danny has downloads from his own website as well to various products that he has. Where else can they go to learn more about you, Danny, and your calendar and so on? Is it just at chirunning.com? Is that the best place?
Yeah. What I would say is if you're a runner, go to chirunning.com. That's C-H-I running. If you're a walker, go to chiwalking.com. And if you're not sure which one you are, you can go to chiliving.com, and it'll direct you either place. And the other thing I would say along with the Sounds True is that Sounds True also did a running CD.
Okay, so great.
They have both. They have running and walking in the Sounds True. And the three-disc series is great because one whole disc is dedicated to giving you background information, telling you why you need to do what you're doing. The second disc gives you all instruction. You just upload it to your MP3 and head out the door with your shoes on. And the third one is I take you through various workouts, different walks, different runs, depending on which program you get. So it's very, that's 3 hours of information. It's a lot. So,
well,
well worth it.
I found this, Danny, very instructional. I think for my listeners too, is they got a lot out of it. At least it exposed them to the concept of chi walking and chi running. And obviously, you've been doing this with your wife for a long time. You guys have got a well-established practice and a great resource for people on the web. And again, for my listeners, it's chi running or chi walking, and that's chirunning or chiwalking.com. And look for Danny there. Look for the resources. He's got calculators. He's got a partner program. He tells you upcoming events. He's got quite a few coming up here in September and October events. And he also has instructors throughout the United States that you can get in touch with. And it's a great program. And so just want to acknowledge you for doing that. Thanks for your time today. We really appreciate
it. Right. Well, I would just really quickly, I would also say if this podcast goes worldwide, that we have the Qi Running and Qi Walking books in 10 different languages too. So if somebody's in a different country, and we have also 155 instructors all over the world. So
well,
we just the United States. Yeah.
Just the mere fact that we're on the internet, everything's worldwide. And yes,
we
do have a huge listening audience in Germany, Turkey, Australia, everywhere. So for all of my listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in and checking out the Qi Running and Qi Walking. Thanks so much, Danny.